Desktop.com. I'm here today with Nelson Ruiz, an IT professional focusing on virtualization and continuous service delivery. He is also an author of multiple books, including Virtualization, A Beginner's Guide, which covers all aspects of virtualization in data centers of any size. We're talking today about desktop virtualization solutions, how to determine the best software for your company, and the cost-saving benefits of a virtual desktop infrastructure. So, Nelson, what types of solutions exist today in support of desktop virtualization?
Well, Abby, there are quite a few different solutions that exist to support desktop virtualization. And I would say that there's a lot of confusion in the marketplace. A lot of people think about desktop virtualization. They think about VDI, or virtual desktop infrastructures. And when they're thinking about that, they're usually thinking about centralized desktop virtualization. But there's other technologies that you can use. You can use local desktop virtualization, which would be running a virtual machine on a local desktop using the local machine's processing capabilities to execute that virtual machine. Or you can also use presentation virtualization, which is really terminal services, something that organizations have been using for years.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, certainly. For example, if somebody needs to run an application that is a shareable application, then they'll probably consider we'll run it centrally on server-based computing or terminal services and use presentation virtualization to make it available to our end users. Somebody who needs to have mobility with a specific application inside a virtual desktop will probably want to use local desktop virtualization, running a technology such as a VMware workstation or a Microsoft Virtual PC or even Sun's XVM VirtualBox so that they can execute the machine locally and transport it with them. And then somebody who wants to control central control of all the virtual machines, all the virtual desktops, and they'll want to run centralized desktop virtualization. And for running centralized desktop virtualization, well, that'll usually be somebody who has already deployed server-based virtualization so that they can use their server virtualization or hypervisor engine to support running centralized desktop in virtual machines.
How should I go about making a decision on which desktop virtualization software will be best for my company?
That's a really good question. In order to make the decision, we've put together a desktop virtualization decision tree. As a matter of fact, it's part of our book, Virtualization, A Beginner's Guide, which is available on Amazon and other websites. But the desktop virtualization decision process really starts with the identification of a business need. What is the need? And when you look at the business need, you look at how the customer is going, or the user is going to be connecting to the virtual machine or to the virtual engine that you're going to use to provide the solution. If they're using a connected PC or a mobile PC, then they have local resources on their computers that can be used to run virtual machines. So that gives you access to either presentation virtualization, which is, of course, executed centrally on a server, or local virtualization, which would be executed on their local desktop. Or even if you look at the new technologies, the VMware View and the Zen Desktop from Citrix, they offer the capability of downloading a centralized desktop virtual machine and running it in a local cache so that it's actually running on the desktop, and you can even disconnect from your central infrastructure. When you reconnect, the updates that have been made inside your virtual machine will be automatically transferred to the centralized environment. So lots of different capabilities, but mostly you start with the business need and you look at what type of connection the user will have. Will it be a connected PC? Will it be a mobile PC? Will it be a thin client? or will it be just a web browser? Any one of those will help you determine your path.
How can I justify VDI?
Virtual desktop infrastructures are pretty easy to justify because they have enormous cost savings. And in these hard economic times, everybody's interested in learning how you can save money with VDI. And one of the best ways would be to look at a series of articles that Danielle Ruest and myself have put together that are published on searchvirtualdesktop.com. Four different articles that outline, first of all, the decision process, then how you can recover desktop licenses through virtualization, how you can identify desktop virtualization benefits, and a comparison of presentation virtualization license models versus virtual desktop licensing models so that you can better understand what kind of license savings you can make when you move to desktop virtualization. For example, when you run presentation virtualization, you need to have what is called a client access license in order to be able to access that server-based computing product. But when you run a virtual desktop infrastructure, you don't need to have a client access license. You do have to have a license for all of the virtual desktops that you're running, but Microsoft has even made some changes so that if you're running Windows desktops, you can significantly save when you move to VDI.
Thank you, Nelson, and thank you, the listener, for joining us today. If you have any questions related to this topic, please email the editors or our experts at editor@searchvirtualdesktop.com.